I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An American pastor, David Lin, is finally home. Now 68, Lin was detained by the Chinese government nearly two decades ago, accused of contract fraud. He applied for and was granted permission from the Chinese government to open a Chinese church. But in 2006, that all fell apart. He was detained and handed a life sentence in 2009. Advocates working on his behalf succeeded in getting his sentence reduced, but the unexpected turn came with his release. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein says a win is a win.
As Americans and as Christians, we want to celebrate that in the midst of some of the struggles that we have in dealing with communist China officials. When something goes right, we want to applaud that, and not the detainment, but the fact that this person has been released.
Pray for Pastor Lin as he adjusts to being home. More in the full story at our website. And heavy rains have lashed India since late May, with floodwaters displacing thousands. Brian Dennett with AMG says longtime partners expect high waters during monsoon season, which usually runs June to September. But one field leader says this year has been much more.
To hear him say this was shocking and severe, and that they couldn't believe the damage, was very troubling to us. Many have lost their homes, and without the ability to move around, many have not been able to work now, so resources are very scarce.
Waterborne illnesses also present a danger. AMG's trying to raise $20,000 for clean water, food, shelter, and medical supplies. Pray for effective ministry that will show survivors the love of God. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help your kids spend time in God's Word every day of the year. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.